make Yilah Ma'ol Beit HaShoeva. And there was not a Chatzer, and then our courtyard in Jerusalem, that was not lit up by the light of the Beit HaShoeva. It means that since the Beit HaMikdash was light, it must have been these enormously thick wicks, gave us, each one must have given off thousands of watts, and it sort of lit up the light, lit up all of Jerusalem. Okay? Chassidim v'anshei ma'aseh, righteous individuals and men of action, merakdim b'fnehen, danced before the masses, b'avukot shal'ol shvideim, with torches in their hand. Rashi explains that they used to juggle them. They used to juggle these torches. V'omrim l'fnehem divrei shirot v'tishpachot. And they said before the masses, divrei shirot, they would say praises. Mizmorim. V'alaviyim b'kigin arot v'nevaldim v'mitzlutayim. And the levitim are there with their harps and their musical instruments and their thimbles and their trumpets. B'chol shir v'lo mispah. Any Levite that was in town could play an instrument was there. Al chameshesle ma'alot hayodot me'ezrat Yisrael, ezrat Hashem, they essentially stood on these 15 steps. All on the 15 steps, which are very, very large steps. They sat and they stood and they played. And why 15? So what are the 15 steps? Kineged chameshesle shir ha'malot shebetilim. There are 15 shir ha'malot shebetilim. And in opposition to these 15 shir ha'malot, there were these 15 steps. Some actually said that the shir ha'malot, when they said the shir ha'malot, they would climb up each step, and a different explanation is how it works. Kshaleim levim omdim v'chle shir v'omrim shir. They stood on these steps and they sang praises. V'amdu shnei kohanim b'shar elyon, shiored me'ezrat Israel, Lezrat Nashim, Ushne Chatzatot Yedeh. Now we're getting into the text. Okay, so they stand there, okay, in the middle of in the early morning, they stand there, they still Kohanim are standing in the middle of the steps, okay, the 15 step of Levim are standing there, and there are two Kohanim with two trumpets standing there in the middle of the steps, on the top of the steps. And they had these two trumpets. Karah Gever, crow called, Tak'u ve'riu v'taku. Tkiya, t'ruah, tkiya. Okay, that's what they did. Higiu l'mala asirit. They came down to the 10th step. Tak'u ve'riu v'taku. Higiu, I mean, there's tremendous pomp here. You know, you can, this is really a great ceremony. Higiu l'mazrat tak'u ve'riu v'taku. They came down to the Yazara. They trumpeted again. Okay, skip what's in parentheses. Hayu tokim v'holchim ad shemagiim l'shar hayotzei mizrach. They trumpeted as they walked along through the Ezrat Nashim. They walked through till they got to the gate, right? The gate opposite. We're now moving. We started off at the top of the stairs. We're now moving through the Ezrat Nashim till we come out to this gate.
Wait a minute.
We'll see in a second. Well, we haven't mentioned. The answer is yes. But they haven't mentioned who's there. But I'm telling you that, yeah, masses were there. Taku ve'riu ve'taku. Okay? Hayu tokim ve'olchim ad shemagim l'shar mizrach. When they come down to the shar mizrach, they're walking down this way, higil l'shar hayotzei mizrach, hafchu p'neim mi'mizrach l'mar. They turned back, they're around, the Kohanim turned around, and now they're facing the Kodesh Kodashim. Va'amru, avoteinu shayu b'makom hazeh. Our forefathers, who were at this place, our forefathers who were idolaters, who stood in this place, achoreim elehechal upneim kedva, they faced at this hour of the morning. They faced which way? East. Now they're facing. They turn around, come to the east gate. They turn around and face west. So it's our forefathers who were sun worshippers or idolaters. When the sun rose, they faced east. Umishtachmin Kedma the Shamish, they bow down eastward to the sun. V'anu liya'eninu, and our eyes are facing God. That's where they turn around with our backs to the sun, facing west. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Hayu Shomim V'omrim, and the people standing there would repeat and say, Anu liya uliya inenu agaris. Now, this is just the beginning of the ceremony. Then it talks about they go down, they draw them water, and they bring it up, and they're rejoicing, and they bring up the water, and they pour it on the mizbeach. This is just the beginning of this stekus of Sabbath Yeshua. There was tremendous pomp and circumstance. Okay, now let's read the question. Mi shelo ra'ah simchat beit ha'shoeva, lo ra'ah simcha min lebav. Mi shelo ra'ah Yerushalayim b'tifamta, lo ra'ah krach nechmad min lebav. This is the Gemara continues. Whoever saw Jerusalem in its beauty didn't see such a beautiful city as life. Mi shelo ra'ah beit ha'mikdash b'binyano, lo ra'ah binyan mefo'ar me'olam. It was quite impressive. Okay, now we'll skip the three dots that means we skip this Gemara. Okay. And now we continue. The Motzei Yom Tov. My tikkun gedol. What was this great thing they did, Motzei Yom Tov, that they fixed up the Ezrat Nashim? Amar Rabbi Elazar. Ka'otam sheshanim, like we learned. Barishona, originally, it's not clear, by the way, when this originally is, how far back it goes. Okay, but it says originally. Hayu, excuse me, but Kodesh Shnich, I'm saying this, I apologize. Chalaka hita barishona. It was smooth originally. Now, it's not clear what it means smooth. Let's learn a simple pshat. Okay, you see Rashi, where source number three is? Mm-hmm. Do me a favor. Hold one finger in the Gemara and one finger in Rashi. Because we're going to go back and forth. We're going to learn Rashi. You will see that there are some of other pshatim in this Gemara, and they have halakhic ramifications. But we're going to now learn Rashi. Okay, chalaka heita. So Rashi says, what was smooth? Ha'ezrat nashim b'rishna. The wall of the Ezrat Nashim was smooth. V'lo haya zizin yotzim min ektarim. There were walls there, but there were no hooks. Zizin are things that come out of a wall. A hook. Or a flange, or something that comes out of the wall to support. The supporting zizay that comes out. Protuberance. Excellent. Some sort of protrusion out of the wall, but it was for the purpose of supporting another structure, okay? Zizay. It could also have been some support, cement, or something that was support to support a structure. We'll see in a second. Okay, let's go back to the third line in source number two in the Gemara. Keep your finger in the Russian. Okay? Amar Rabbi Elazar called the Shnuch Chalaka Itab Rishona. The wall was straight. And Rashi says, V'kifa Gezustra, they put a balcony. Gezustra. So Rashi already told us, what do? They built zizim. They built these protrusions or protuberances, right? And Vikifa Gezustra, go back to Rashi now, in three.
Yeah, same thing.
So Rashi says, what do? Natnu zizim bakotalim. They put into the wall these protrusions. Botin min hakotel, saviv saviv, in the wall, around the whole Ezrat Nashim. V'kol shana mesadrim sham Gezustra. The protrusion was put in permanently, right? But what do they do every year? They put up this gezustra, this balcony. Levachin shekorin black. Tzarech lomar planks.
Planks,
right? They put up planks across these protrusions to serve as a balcony. That's what they built Saturday at Yom Tov and Motzei Yom Tov for the coming festivities, which started through the night. They put up these plants. Luchot etz ukrashim kedei shiyu nashim omdot sham b'simchat beit ha'shoeva v'ro'ot. So the woman could stand up on the balcony and see from there the festivities of the simchat beit ha'shoeva. V'zeo tikun gadol, that was the great fixing, great construction, the tiktani matnitin shemetaknin b'chol shana. Okay, so Kona Rashi, there was one permanent, originally the wall was smooth. They put in these protruders, and that stayed permanently all year round at the top. Every, let's say, first day of Sukkot, they would come down, put down the planks, build up obviously it has to be understood that they put down these planks, there had to have been a maakeh. It had to have been something in front too. It wasn't just that. They put down a floor, put up a maquette so people wouldn't fall off, and the women stood on top so they could see the festivity. They're going down in Simchat Beit HaShoeva at the bottom. Okay? Keep your finger in Rashi, let's go back to the Gemara. Okay, let's go back. So it says, Amar Rabbi Elazar, we'll go back to the beginning of that third line of the Gemara, source 2, Gemara. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Kota Shashaninu, Chalakaita, Barishona, Vekipa, Gizustra, they put a balcony on top. Vitkinu Shiu Noshim Yoshvot Milamala, Va'anashim Milamat, and the men below. Okay. But you're going to see that it's not so simple. There was an evolution in this process. Tanu Rabbanan, the rabbis taught. Barishona, originally, Hayu Nashim Bifnim Vanashim Mibahutz. Originally, there was no battle. The women were on the inside, and the men on the outside. Now, there are several ways of learning this. You could learn, if you look, go back to the picture again, okay, you could say that what happened was that the women were sort of at an inner circle in the Ezra Nashim, and the men stood on the outer circle on the Ezra Nashim. They were separated, okay? But there were two concentric circles, the men, women on the inside, the men outside. Rashi does not learn. Rashi learns even more. Look at Rashi. The women mi bifnim be'ezrak nashim. And when the men were bibachutz, barachava shel harabait ubachil, that the men stood on the outside, meaning on the outside of the Ezra Nashim, and they're outside the gate. So what were they doing there? What? One could argue with some very much something like Simchas Torah in Borough Park. Right, where the women are outside and ask, why are they doing outside? They're outside to talk to the boys, are not inside, but outside. Okay? I doubt that's the shot. You might do it in Burpa, you do it in the paper.
Humans are humans.
That's true, but not in the paper. I think the answer is that the doors were enormous. And essentially what happened was that the women were in the inside, the men, there were three or several doors on the side, the men stood at the doors. They're outside, they could see these enormous doors. The Kohanim could stand on the top of where the Ezra Kohanim were in those doors. These stayed in, there were three doors on all sides, and the men stood by the doors looking in. The women were on the inside, the men stood by the large areas in the doors. It's very hard to picture, I must be honest, it's a little hard to understand it. I would say most professional chat just the way I told you. Because that has to be the only way to learn, you would have been totally separated. The only other shot is the way I said, the men were like on the inside of the women were doing on the inside of the Ezra Nashim, and the men were in the Ezra Nashim also, but on the outside circle. Okay? But that's the... I don't know. No. But you have to understand these gates. I don't have the size of the gates, but they were very, very large. No. There's no place to stand. There was no place to stand. And you'll see in a second. Another shot. Okay? Okay, let's finish Rashi's shot. And Rambam has a totally different shot, which works much, much better. You'll see how Rambam learns shot. Okay, essentially, let me tell you what the Rambam will see inside this. Rambam says, Chalakaita Marishona. That's the problem. Rashi from the very beginning said there were walls there, they put these hooks and they put the balcony on that, right? The Rambam said, Chalakaita Marishona means there were no walls. The Ezra Nashim had no walls. There were pillars, there were no walls. In that case, it's not a problem. The woman stood on the inside of the Ezra Nashim, the men stood at the bottom of the stairs or on the stairs. There were no walls. You could see right in. So the woman stood in the Ezra Nashim, and the men stood on the outside. There were pillars all around, but no walls. And then they changed it by building a balcony. And you'll see how the Rambam understands building the balcony. This is a balcony with walls, and they'll say bleacher seats and what? See, the Rambam has to deal with that. The Rambam learned that the Zustra with bleacher seats. Everybody know how they build bleachers? They build bleachers. They brought in bleachers. You'll see it in a second. They're going up like stairs.
They have to be short.
What? They were shot, what?
They don't need to.
There were no wall, but there were shot anyway. You can't do it, but there were pillars all around. They made it on top of thin, there were pillars with like a roof going on, a thin roof over the pillars. But the Rambam learns there were no walls. And in that case, you can understand what drove the Rambam to it, because otherwise the whole thing doesn't make sense. If you learn like Rashi, where did, in Rashi, the men were outside, why did they come if they couldn't see anything? So I pushed it to say that they stood by the doors. Okay, but they had so many people by the doors, you can't see anything. So Rambam says, no, Chalak means it doesn't refer to the walls being smooth, but the floor was smooth. There was no walls. There was a smooth surface. That's what Chalak means. And then the women or the men who were on the outside could see him through, look up, and they could see the festivities. All right. Let's go back. Okay? Okay, so now back in source number two again. Line
4.
Tana Rabbanan. Barishona hayu nashimi bifneim, vanashimi bachutz, vahayu ba'im lidei kalut vosh. They came to kalut vosh. Lightheadedness, frivolity. Why? Why does he begin to be bothered? Well, remember what you're doing. Not mention the women looking at the men. That's right. They were supposed to be looking at the festivities, the Hasidim and Shemasa. Now, that, by the way, it doesn't mean that there are all sorts of you and me dancing there. It means there are only very special people dancing there. And you can imagine, you know, Moshe Feinstein dancing there. I mean, there are probably Rebbe, I don't know. Vayu bai medikali Rosh. It's kinu, so they thought they could solve that problem. But how about switching it? Shiyu nashim yoshua mibachutz, vanashim mibifnim. The woman would be on the outside, and the men would be on the inside, right? Vaday na you boy in the color of those. They still get a how come?
They were still looking at each other.
Turning around, I don't, maybe. Then you could say the men turned around, the women would be at the men. That's usually something normal. Because the men had to pass through the women. Right? As they came in, and coming in, everybody out, they had to go through the crowd of women that was there. And as they went through, they looked, they smiled, they waved. So it led to all sorts of
lightheadedness.
Light to lightheadedness. But notice, it didn't bother them. It didn't bother them to have them originally separated. It didn't bother them that they could. The Chazal, this was something that was sort of forced upon them by the reality of the situation. Large masses. There were women in the temple from time to time that came into the temple and been a korbanot, but they were isolated. You didn't have masses coming. This was a mass event. Itkinu shiyun nashim yoshvot yelamala, nashim levita. So they decided they would put the women on top, on this balcony, and the men on the side. Obviously, they had to build the stairway up, and there's no discussion, but the Rambam's meant that there's no stairway. Okay. Gemara asks, okay, that's how the evolution of this balcony came about. Gemara asks, hey, how did they do such a thing? How are they allowed to make such a change? After all, they're changing the structure of the Beit HaMikdash. After all, it's written in Divrei Yamin, Hakol b'chtav miyad Hashem alai haskil. That everything, that the structure of the Beit HaMikdash was transmitted from God to the prophets of the time and the like. So the structure was essentially pretty much fixed by God. Amarav kra ashkechu v'davush. They found a pasuk, and they darshan, they learned out from it that from the principle of separation, that there should be a principle of separation. What's the verse? In Zecharia, it talks about a great event that's going to occur in the end of days, the Messianic period. And what does it say? Somebody is going to die, and there's going to be a great lamentation, a great sadness. V'safda ha'aretz mishpachot mishpachot levad. Mishpachot Beit David Levad, Uneshev Levad. Says that the families would come to mourn, and it says the house of David alone and the women alone. So you see that the men and the women were separated. Amru. Valo dvarim kava chomer. This is, it should be a kava chomer. From, it should be, what did I say, a fortiori. It should be, you can learn these things. Umala atid lavo, in the end of days. Shoskim behesped. That they're talking about the mourning of this great person who died. I don't want to reveal who we're talking about, but we'll see in the Gemara a little bit later. Ve'en yitzahara shalotah. And there's no yitzahara. Amra Torah, and the Torah says, Anashim levad, Anashim levad, and nevertheless the Torah says that men and women should be separated. Achshav shoskim besimcha. Here we're talking about rejoicing. Ve'yitzahara shalotah, and the yitzahara can rule there. Alach kama v'kama, there should be separation. Okay? Now, how you learn this particular case, we'll have to talk about. It's not simple at all. But let's continue. But this is part of the data that we have to digest to learn through this Gemara. This is the source of separation. What's going? What is this hesped? What's going on here? Gemara asks. Pligei ba Rabbi Dosa ba Rabbanu. There's a machlok by Rabbi Dosa. What was this great mourning at the end of days? Chadamar, a Mashiach ben Yosef Shenehrad, and the Messiah, the son from the house of Joseph, that was killed. There's a long-standing tradition. There's not very much discussion. Chazal into it from place to place. There is an interest in the Rav Kook, who seemed to refer to Herzl as Mashiach ben Yosef. But there seems to have been, there are two Mashiachs. There is a Mashiach called Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben David. Mashiach Yosef, and there's a discussion in the later commentaries what is the function of the Mashiach Ben Yosef. Nobody knows. These are just one suggestion is it's a secular leader who hastens the redemption, and at the end of the redemption, the Mashiach Ben David comes. Others say that there's all sorts of discussion. What are these two Mashiachs? Mashiach ben Yosef doesn't succeed in bringing the redemption, but he's a crucial step in the redemption process. So it says that Mashiach from the house of Yosef is killed. V'chadamav al Yetzahara shenarad. They're mourning the Yetzahara. The Yetzahara again today is going to be killed. They're mourning, and everybody's there crying about the Yetzahara. So Gemara says, Bishlamah lamandama Mashiach ben Yosef shenarad. All right, you have this great leader, the Mashiach ben Yosef, everybody's in mourning. Hayim dechtiv v'bitu elai et asher dakhu v'safdu alav k'mesped al yachid. Okay, they're talking about they all gathered and he was killed. Very good. I understand you're talking about a person. Al aman dama yitzhar ha shenerag. Yitzhar is killed. Hesped my boy the neighbor. What hesped are we doing here? Maybe we should be rejoicing. Simcha by the man. Maybe we should be happy. Am my bahu. He slaughters the Yetzahara before the righteous and before the wicked. Tzadikim nidmalem kahar gaboa. The tzadikim see the Yetzahara and they view him as a tall, tall mountain, something impossible to conquer. Urashayim nidmalem kahut asara. The Rishonim see the Yetzirah as a thin string. Each of the two groups cry. Tzadikim, who saw the Yetzirah as this tremendous mountain which had to be conquered, Bokhin Vanu, Heilech Yechol Lichvosh HaKavu. How do we succeed in conquering this great mountain? Rishonim Bokhin Vanu, the Rishonim cry, Heilech Lo Yechol Lichvosh Echut HaSarah Hazeh. So they both are crying, each one based on his perception of what the Yetzirah is. Really is. Okay. Well, that's it, folks. That's the balcony. Okay, this balcony in the Beit HaMikdash is where the story actually begins. Okay, this is the sources. Let's now turn the page. We have a few other primary sources we have to go to. We'll do this week. Yes?
How religious assigned location.
I wasn't there.
The
Kohen,
you're
asking a question. You're asking a very difficult question. If it was Bayit Sheni, which it seems to be, because the Mishnah is Bayit Sheni, then there were already the Bate Knesset, which the Lot set up. They davened a shorter davening than the Mishnah. They davened. This was a separate ceremony unto itself, had nothing to do with Shachari. They davened. But they sang Tillim. The Kohen, the Levim were there, and they were saying Tillim on the flute, and they were playing. So it had a very much like a Simchas Torah atmosphere to it. And in fact, that might be the original origin of Simchas Torah. We adopted essentially the Simchas Beis HaShoeva attitude, centered around the Torah. Because there's a major problem. Why is Simchas Torah on Sukkos? We should be on Shavuos. The answer, right?
Yeah.
You think so? I mean, the answer is because there was this type of precedent. Simcha is a theme on Sukkot. If you think about it, Sukkot is a double reason for Simcha. First of all, there's two cycles that end in Sukkot. There's the Pesach Shavuot Sukkot cycle, which are the agricultural holidays, and Sukkot is the Chag HaAsif. You bring in all the products. All the products, you started bringing in the Sa'ovim, and then you bring the Kitin and Shavuot, and then by Sukkot, you bring in all the fruit from the field. And then the cycle starts again in the winter when the rain comes. So you're essentially, there's a Thanksgiving cycle, which ends on Sukkot. There's also a forgiving cycle that ends in Sukkot. Because you have Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and then with a prayer for the rain, which ends and Shalom Tzedek in Sukkot, which the mystics developed into Hashanah Rabbah, the Shmini Atzeret, that's the forgiving. So there's a Thanksgiving cycle, which is the larger cycle, and a forgiving cycle at both end in Sukkot. So that is, and the Torah says, the Samachta b'chagecha, the rejoicing. So that may be part of why Simchas Torah is in Sukkot. You say, because we start reading the Torah there. Chachamim, we started here, I mean, we set it up that way. We could have set it up any way we wanted to, right? So, but we set it up so the Torah end reading would end then. Okay, and you bother the Jerusalem, Shalom, they didn't read the whole parsha, they read like a third of the parsha. So they only had, somebody said, they only had Simchas Torah once every 3 years now. That's Simchas Torah.
When did
this happen?
Did you change it to the
Bible? That's a good question. I don't know. Because I don't know when, I don't know exactly how to date. If it's mentioned in the Mishnah, that already tells you pre-Mishnah, it's sort of 250 to come here. I imagine it goes back, because the Mishnah Gemara says Barishonah, it goes back further than that. So we're already talking maybe in the time of Pillah, which is, we're talking back, going back before the Common Era. I don't know how far back this whole text went on. They could have been a prayer, they just drew the water from his back, right? They didn't have this partying. When did the partying come in? Disappear with the destruction of the temple. But there are remnants of it. The Hasidim are revived that they have. It's a sibah and sibah. They have rejoicing all the way through Simchat Torah, but it's just a borrowing of a name. Throughout through Sukkot, they call it Simchat Beit HaShoeva. But it's from the element of Simcha on Sukkot. They just adopted a name. Okay. Let's read them. Now we're going to read a Mishnah. This is another Mishnah. We read a Mishnah in Sukkah. Now, which deals with the
Masachet Midot.
Which deals with the, there we deal with the Beit HaMikdash from the perspective of the party. Now, this is Mishnah Midot, it's a whole Mishnah that deals with that, what the Beit HaMikdash looked like, what the sizes. And how did I know that there was 500 by 500 or 35? And how did I know that? That's because it comes from the Mishnah Midot. Ezra Beshim Haya Orech, my source word. Ezra Beshim Haya Orech 135, Al Rocha 135, Amot, Ve'arba Leshakov Haya Ve'arba Ktzot. The other is four chambers in the four corners. Shel Arba'im Aba Al Arba'im Ama. Ve'loim Mekumot. There was no roof. Ve'chalaka Haita. Now this is essentially the Mishnah that we quoted, the Gemara quoted. Ve'chalaka Haita Be'rishona. The kifa shanashim ro'ot milmala vanashim milmata kidei shelo yu me'uravim. Because we have to ask ourselves, what is the purpose of the balcony? So you see here that the Mishnah in Midot says pretty clearly The reason was they shouldn't be mixed. Okay? You'll say, well, what? What's that? They finish the Seder Sefer. Yes.
Are you saying this is the first time with this Simchat Beis HaShoeva and second Beis HaMikdash that there was a problem with mixed gatherings?
It seems to be that's right. With the problem of large masses of people coming to the Beit HaMikdash, there's a problem with mixed gatherings. You'll say, but what about on the regular? Who came to the regular? On the regular. Who came to the Beit HaMikdash on the regular? What? They all came up to Yerushalayim. Who came to the temple? The people who came into the Beit HaMikdash, it was an obligation of the males to bring the korban. The only other time that there was that there were large masses was once every seven years, and that Hakel, and there we know the women did show up. I don't know what they did with the women in Hakel, but I don't think it was held. It wasn't held in the Ezer Nashim. To the best of my knowledge, it was held out here, in a much, much larger area. But the masses were much, much larger. I don't know what they did with the women, were they together in families, were they separated? I don't know. I have to think about that. I'm going to have to do some research. Okay, let's continue. כדי שלא יהיו מעורבים. נגיד ב-15 מעלות, או לא מתוכן עזר ישראל, כנגד ב-15 מעלות שבכלים שלהם הלווים אומרים בשיר, לא היו תחוטות, they weren't straight, אלא מקופות כחצי גורן עגולה, like a half of in a moonshot. Okay. That's the second Mishnah, okay? Now, look at the Rambam. This is the Rambam v'perush Mishnah. Maimonides wrote two major things, in addition to several commentaries, but his major commentaries, which are of interest to us, is one, his commentary to the Mishnah, which he wrote when he was very, very young, at the age of, I think it was the age of 18 he started. Very young, he wrote a commentary to all the Mishnah. Much later in years, he wrote his major halachic work called the Yad HaChazakah. Okay? And of course, there was a lapse of time in between, he may have changed his mind. Keep this in mind. If there's a contradiction, we generally pass them like the later work, the Yad HaChazakah. In fact, the Rambam in many places sent out letters saying, based on my psak in the Yad HaChazakah, correct my commentary to the Mishnah. Okay. Anyway, the Motzei Yomtov, let's see what the Rambam says in source number 5. Motzei Yomtov HaRishon Shel Charim, Tikkun Gadol. It was a great fixing, great construction. But Salamah Gadol HaTawel, great value. What was a great, not that they did so much, but it was per se, but it was a great value. V'hu, ki ha'am ayu metaknim makom la'anashim u'makom la'anashim. The masses, no, he doesn't say it wasn't necessarily the Kohanim, but it was the masses. The people came, and they put a place for the women, and put a man for the women, and a man for the women. U'makom ha'anashim lemala, women were above. U'makom ha'anashim, the women sat above the men. Kedei shelo yistaklu anashim. Can you feel that there's a difference in halacha? Okay. Well, that is essentially where most of the major problems came. Let's continue reading on.
The round.
They did this at night, and then the partying essentially went through the night. Mm-hmm. They did it in the early, Yom Tov went out 6 o'clock, right? Everybody came there, they all came there, and they started putting up the zustra, and then the partying started at 10 o'clock at night, 11 o'clock at night, and it went through the night. There was so much light there that it lit up the whole of Jerusalem. What?
Come on,
a lot of light, a lot of light. Obviously you've never been to Chase Stadium at night for a good baseball game. A lot of light.
They're
balconies,
but they're not
looking.
It doesn't say
anything about mechitzah. No, it doesn't say anything about mechitzah. Correct. It doesn't say anything about
mechitzah. Women were sitting in the balconies.
Yeah, okay, but there's no
mechitzah. But let me just throw out a question for you. When it says the women sat, men stood below, did they sit below the balcony?
It does it
under the balcony, or they sit on the ground floor. That also could be. We'll have to There's a lot to talk about. It's not something we get.
It's not obvious.
I don't remember where it's written that there was a miracle that everybody came to pray and it was enough to look for everybody. What, in what area was
that? Where did they stay?
Yeah.
They were all over. It's not clear there were women. In the discussion about women falling kodim on Yom Kippur, so it says, people say, it says, b'chol ha'am ha'omdim ba'zara, when they heard the kohen gadol scream out, Ana Hashem, everybody fell flat. Kol ha'am, saru zayah. So Yosher ben Soloveitchik says, who says the women were there? So maybe, how do we know that women fall kodim? I mean, we can discuss this, I don't want to discuss this now. It's not necessarily clear that the women were there during the regel, or except that they had to be there. Women did come to Beit HaMikdash, but it wasn't that common for women to be in the Beit HaMikdash. In the Simchat Beit HaShoivah, it's clear that the women showed up en masse to be inside, to enjoy the festivities, to take part in the festivities, and they were there, and therefore, the question is, but what happened in Hakel, where the women were definitely there? The Torah says that. Okay, we'll talk about that. We'll have to do some research. Okay, let's continue. The Rambam in Midot. And now the same Rambam, okay, he wrote a commentary to Sukkot, and there is the Shalom Yistaklu. And the Rambam in the Perush Mishnah to Midot, look what he says. Vinyan Chalaka, Shaita Prutza, Vein Kotel Makifla. The Ezek Hashem didn't have a wall. So instead of the Rashi wrote, as we said, the wall was flat. And they put in Zizim, so they made it not. Rambam says, no, that's not sharp. That there was no wall, that the surface was flat. V'ini chalaka sh'ayda p'chutza ben kotel makifla. U'kvar nidber b'sof sukkah, sh'ba haya k'nisa l'simchat b'et achad, u'miyir'a sh'am yit'arvu hanashim ben hanashim, that the men and women would mix. Ekifu ota b'shkufim atumim. Now, this is a very cryptic term, okay? Shkufim atumim, okay, which is not clear, but it means some sort of, the most professional one said is sort of sealed boxes, you'll see in a second. Vasupa kemin malot, and they built out with the shkufim atumim, like steps. Kedeshi abitu mehen hanashim. B'shak nisat Yisrael, the Simchat Beit HaShoivah, the woman can see from them, Simchat Beit HaShoivah. And the way most Mefarshim can understand it, I mean, Rav Moshe Feinstein, Rav Kook, they're responsible. They were sort of like these like rectangular boxes that built up, and the woman sat on these bleacher seats on the top, and the men were below. But it wasn't a balcony above, because the Rambam was sort of like, you know, bleacher seats that went up like stairs, and the woman sat on these like stadium seats, right, and above, and the men stood below. And the Rambam says the only purpose is to prevent. Okay, now the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah, is Yad HaChazaka, is halachic work, says, has in source 7, Afalpi shekol ha-moadot mitzvah l'smochem, there's a general obligation to rejoice in the holidays, the Chag HaSukkot hayasham b'mikdash simcha yitera. There was greater rejoicing in the Beit HaMikdash, Shinemar, Vayikra, Vesamachta lefnei Hashem Elokecha Shivat, and rejoice before God 7 days. The Ketzer HaYosim, so what do they do to increase this rejoicing? Erev Yom Tov HaRishon, by the way, this is very typical of Judaism. You know, you'd say, be happy. Okay? So you'd say, No. What do I do to be happy? Right? What do I do to be happy? That's how Judaism works. Jew works by actions. It says, "V'hafto recha kamocha." So it doesn't mean you go around saying. It says, "Do A, B, C." These are things I have to do. This is how Judaism works. Okay. So it says, "Be happy." So what do? My kaitzer are you osin? Erev Yom Tov HaRishon hayu metaknim b'mikdash makom l'anashim l'mala l'anashim metata k'shtei shelo yit'arvu elu em elu u'matchilim l'smach motzei Yom Tov instead of rejoicing motzei Yom Tov. Now notice to what the Rambam has done. He says that they did this fixing up Erev Yom Tov. And at night they came in and they started rejoicing at night. It's all different what the Mishnah says. It's not, the Mishnah seems to imply that they did it at night. The first, I don't want to get bogged down. It's not really relevant when exactly they did it. The Rambam seems to believe there are two parts. It doesn't make sense, because the Rambam, it doesn't make sense. They did all this structure at the end. Maybe they did some last fixing at night. V'chein b'chol yom v'yom yimei cholo shal moed matzirin me'achar shekribu tamid shal ben avayim l'smoch sh'ar hayom ha'im kol alayim. So they didn't just do it on the first night, but they did rejoicing all the 7 days. Now the Rambam again. Al ezrat nashim haya muketa bizustra, okay? Kedei sh'ayyu anashim ro'od milmala v'anashim milmata kedei sh'lo yimu barbeid. Notice in the Yad, he's pretty consistent. It said they shouldn't mix. The purpose of the Gezustra, of the balcony, was that we shouldn't be mixed. The Tosfot Yom Tov, which is one of the major commentaries on the Mishnah, when he in the Mishnah has to explain what this Tikkun Gadol is, he quotes, he has several sources to quote. He can quote the Rambam here, he can quote the Rambam there. He chooses to quote that specific Rambam, which is different than all the other Rambam. All the other Rambams say what? The men and women should mix. There's one Rambam that says the men shouldn't see the women. Right? That's the one he quotes. The Tosfot Yom Tov said, Perush HaRambam, Kedei Shelo Yistaklu Anashim Banashim, that's why they set up the balcony. But then he knows, he's right. Yistaklu Anashim Banashim Milei Lideka. That's what brought the lightheadedness. That the women would see, the men would see the women. Kol Shekin B'chasurah Fortiori, we're doing in God's list. In God's house, you should